It's On Second Thought. I'm Tony Harris. Earlier this week, we met two stand-in actors who work on FX's Atlanta, now in its second season. Today, we meet the show's co-executive producer, Hiro Murai. On Second Thoughts, Michelle Corey learns what it's like working on the show from behind the scenes.
Well, hi, Hiro.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great, and it's such an honor to be able to talk to you about your work on the show Atlanta, especially because we're recording this interview from the city that inspires the show.
Yeah.
So that's pretty special. You know, in looking at your history and where you got your start, this isn't the first time that you've met Donald Glover or worked with him. I mean, you worked with him on a few music videos as Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you got your start in the industry, is directing music videos?
Yeah. I mean, I started as a you know, camera operator and cinematographer for music videos. But I started directing maybe, I don't know, 8 years ago, something like that. And then I met Donald maybe 5 years ago, and we just did a music video every couple months until, you know, we haven't stopped working together, basically.
That's amazing. So how did you start working on Atlanta?
Well, I knew that, you know, Donald, as you can imagine, he's a guy who has just a million things, you know, going at the same time. And
We
were working on one of our music videos, he mentioned that he was developing a TV show. And he, you know, he never told me much about it other than the fact that, you know, maybe he wanted me to work on it and that it's about kind of his hometown and how him and his brother grew up. But, you know, he never really kind of told me anything about it until it got picked up by FX. And 6 months before we shot the pilot, he just sent me the script and said, hey, let's go to Atlanta and shoot this.
That's amazing. And what did you think when you first got the script?
I mean, I thought it was incredible. You know, I mean, it really felt like an extension of stuff that we were playing with in our music videos, which is kind of playing with tone and, you know, how do you mix surreal, you know, kind of grounded surrealism with comedy and drama, but in a narrative form, you know, and it really felt like his thesis for everything he makes in a narrative TV show format.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like Darius brings a lot of that surrealism to the show in this.
Definitely.
You know, in that. And he is a philosopher. There's this great clip from season one where he talks about the Florida man. So we're going to play that clip right quick.
Florida man is responsible for a large percentage of abnormal incidents that occur in Florida. Think of him as a alt-right Johnny Appleseed. No one knows his true identity, date of birth, what he looks like. That's why headlines always say Florida man. Florida man shoots unarmed black teenager.
And again, that's an amazing clip from season two of Atlanta. And that touches my heart because I am from Florida. So there is nothing true than this. Yes. I feel like we all hold our breaths waiting for the next Florida Man article to surface. But, you know, that leads to the fact that the show focuses a lot on social issues. So how and why is it important to incorporate these issues into TV now?
Well, you know, I don't think we like to think of our show as a show that forefront social issues. You know, I think by telling a story about you know, young black guys in Atlanta, you're automatically telling a story that's kind of riddled with social issues and politics and race politics.
Right.
But we never wanted to make a quote unquote important show or a show where we feel like we're, you know, getting up on a soapbox to preach, you know. So we like to focus on, you know, good stories and good characters and hope that those issues are sort of, you know, touched organically as opposed to being our main agenda.
Sure. And the richness of characters is incredible. I mean, every single one brings something so specific to the show, you know, especially there's this great dialogue with Paperboy and Earn. We're going to play that clip, and that is from last season.
Ain't you homeless?
Not real homeless. I'm not using a rat as a phone or something.
Don't be racist, man. That make you schizophrenic. That don't make you homeless.
Wait, not if it worked, man. Nah, if you could use a rat as a phone, man, that'd be genius. I mean, it's like 5 rats for every 1 person in New York alone. Everybody would have an affordable phone. Yeah, man, I mean, it'd be messy, but worth it.
Is he your manager?
Darius swoops in once more for the kill. It's amazing. I'm speaking with Hiro Murai. He's the co-executive producer of FX's Atlanta and directed many of the show's episodes. The series returned for its 2nd season this month. You know, there's got to be a huge difference. You talk about some similarities between directing some of the music videos with Donald. What are some of the biggest differences that you had to sort of get over or acclimate to in directing for the show?
Well, I mean, the format is very different. You know, obviously, music videos are at its best sort of visual storytelling, and it's about tone and atmosphere, but you're mostly doing the storytelling with pictures. And then obviously TV, you know, you're mostly watching it just to watch characters and track, you know, these characters going through these stories. So, you know, I think you kind of shift your gaze to, you know, you start to understand how important actors are and what they're doing and, you know, how they're kind of carrying the story from A to B to C. And so, you know, I think collaborating with these amazing actors have been the greatest thing about working on the show.
Oh, yeah. And the writers. I mean, you're talking about Donald Glover and his brother Stephen Glover, who mm-hmm. both write for the show. And it's a comedy, but it actually reminds me a lot of British humor because it's very measured comedy. And there are moments where you're like laughing, but you're not really sure if you should be laughing. And
right.
That's my favorite. In fact, Stephen talks about the creative process and what it's like to write a comedy and make something funny. And I think that's really interesting. So we're going to play a clip from a recent interview he did.
We believe if it's funny to us, it'll be funny to everybody. That's what I always tell him. I'm like, if we laugh at it, then everybody else will laugh at it. So we kind of just are always just bouncing the ideas off each other, making each other laugh, or just saying, like, what if this happened? Or, like, what do you think about this? And then, like, even after we'll, like, come up with ideas for episodes and things like that, we'll, like, come back together later, like, when we're hanging out, like, yeah, what do you think about this? How do you feel about the season so far? And how does it feel?
I just wish I could be in a room with those guys.
That's actually a perfect way to summarize how we make the show. You know, it's basically just us in a room and trying to figure out what makes us laugh or, you know, entertains us. You know, and that's the most important thing first.
Right. So how did you start the creative process for season 2?
Well, you know, I think season 2 was a funny thing because, you know, we made season 1 in what felt like a vacuum. You know, we just kind of did it for ourselves, and then it connected with people in a way that I at least didn't see coming. So there's a lot more expectations on us this time around. So you know, I think and we had a year and a half hiatus because Donald was off shooting Star Wars. So when we all came back, there was this, you know, kind of, we were all looking at each other trying to remember how to make the show a little bit. but you know, after a few days, it all kind of clicked back in again. You know, I think cast and crew and everybody has such good chemistry on the show that it kind of naturally kind of clicked together. But at first, it was a little weird.
So you guys did a great job in not having to resuscitate something, but rather give it new life.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, we always talk about it like, you know, we want to make sure, we don't want to make the packaging before we make what goes inside the packaging, you know.
Perfectly put.
That's On Second Thought contributor Michelle Corey speaking with Hiro Murai. He's the co-executive producer of FX's Atlanta. He also directs many of the show's episodes. It's in its 2nd season.